The second play is The King's Officer, Gamini Chanda Jataka. It is performed by Omega Class.
This one was playing Ajay Dawana. That Buddha told this story in Peace or Wisdom. One day, when some bhikkhus were having a discussion, the Buddha entered.
What were you discussing?
We were talking about your sharp and penetrating wisdom.
This is not the past time, bhikkhus. That Tathagata has been wise.
Please tell us the story of the past.
Long, long ago, when Jinasandha was reigning in Varanasi, the Bodhisattva was born to his chief queen. The infant had a golden complexion, and his face was as bright as a well-polished mirror, so he was named Adasamukha.
The king died when Prince Adasamukha was only 7 years old, but by then he had already completed his education. On the 7th day after the king's death, the minister gathered to discuss the succession. Some felt that the prince was too young to become king, but others pointed out that he was unusually mature. The ministers agreed to test the prince.
The next day, they set the prince down in the court and brought in a trained monkey, cleverly disguised as a courtier. As he'd been trained to do, the monkey walked in on 2 feet and sat properly on a court.
My lord, in your father's time, we depend on these men to design the most important buildings in the kingdom.
He personally designed this palace for your father. Please make him a minister in your court.
This is not a man. It is no more than a monkey with a wrinkled face. I doubt that he could build anything, for monkeys only destroy what others make.
It must be as you have said, my lord.
In this way, he tested him 3 times, but each time he saw through their ruse, at last they concluded.
This is a wise prince. He will be able to rule.
In a grand ceremony, Prince Adasamukha was proclaimed king.
One of the former guests was a woman named Kamisana.
The new king is young. His advisors and servants should be closer to his own age. It's time for me to retire.
Kamini Chandra left Varanasi, moved to this countryside, and took up farming. He had no oxen of his own, so as soon as the rains began, he borrowed 2 strong oxen from a neighbor. After walking all day long, he fed the oxen ample grass and took them back to the neighbor's house. When he got there, the man and his wife were eating supper.
Oh dear, they are eaten. He has seen me, so I just put the oxen in their straws and not bother him.
When the owner went to the shed early the next morning, the oxen were amazing. He could see that a gang of these had broken and stolen the oxen. But he decided to accuse Gamini Chanda.
I have no idea where the thieves have gone. I'll make Gamini pay me for my oxen.
He went to find his helpless neighbor.
Where are my oxen?
And they in their stalls? I put them there last night.
No, they are not in their stalls. Did you formally return them to me?
No, I didn't. You were eaten, so I didn't want to bother you.
I don't believe you. Here's the king's officer. Come along.
It was the custom at the time for a person to make a citizen arrest by holding a small store or channel pottery and announcing, "Here is King Zobeda." If someone refused such an arrest, he would be punished whether he were innocent or guilty of another crime. Intimidated by those words, Gamini Chanda meekly submitted. On their way to Varanasi, the pair passed through a village where a friend of Gamini Chanda lived.
"I'm very hungry. Please wait while I get something to eat at my friend's house."
"Hello, Gamini. My husband is not home. There is nothing left from breakfast, but if you can wait a minute, I will fix you something."
She climbed to the top of the granary to get some rice, but her foot slipped and she fell off the ladder.
Servants immediately carried her to her bed, but she was 7 months pregnant and the fall caused her to have a miscarriage. A few minutes later, the husband returned.
"Gamini, you and my wife and Kosa are to lose a baby. Here, they can solve that."
This man dragged poor Gamini Chanda off and found the neighbors waiting for him. Now, two captors had poor Gamini Chanda between them as they walked to Varanasi. As they approached the village gate, a horse came gabbling for them.
"Anka Gamini, that's my horse. Throw something at him. Send him back this way." "Gamini, why did you do that? You broke my horse's leg. Here's the king's officer."
The poor Gamini Chanda was now the prisoner of the three men. "These three were denounced me to the king. I can't pay for the auction. I can't pay the fine for causing the miscarriage. I have no money for a horse. I'll be better off that."
Near the road, his spine climbed up a tree on a slope. The other side of the head fell away and stayed precipice.
"Excuse me, but I need to answer the call of nature. Please wait here a moment while I go into the woods."
He quickly ran to the top of the hill.
"Farewell, cruel world!"
Gamini Chanda threw himself over the precipice, intending to end it all. He hadn't noticed that at the bottom of the hill, there were two basket makers sitting on the ground weaving a mat. Gamini Chanda fell directly on top of one of the basket makers and killed him on the spot. Speechless from the shock, Gamini Chanda picked himself up and stood there.
"You babababalain, you have my mother, my father. He is the king officer."
The basket maker seized Gamini Chanda's hand and dragged him toward a rope.
"What for this?
This fellow has murdered my father.
Let's go."
As they passed through another village, the headman greeted the old man.
"Where are you going, uncle?"
"To see the king."
"Andy, I have a meaning to send him a message. You see, I have always been handsome, rich and healthy. Recently, however, I have been mistreated and suffering from jaundice. Please ask the king why. I heard that he is a wise man, so I'm sure he'll know. You can give me this answer when you return."
"Certainly."
In the next village, they passed the prostitute.
"Where are you going, Andrew?"
"To see the king."
"He says the king is a wise man. Take him a message for me. I used to make plenty of money. Well, these days, I'm not getting even the price of a chicken nest. Nobody has asked me. Ask the king why this is, and tell me why he says when you come back."
suddenly.
And at that period, they passed a young woman.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king, recently.
Uncle, recently, I haven't been able to stay comfortably, either with my husband or in my parents' house. Ask the king, why this is, and tell me what he says.
Suddenly.
Little father, he was still living in an anhill near the road.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
When I go out to get my food, I am famished, but my body feels the hole, and I can barely get out of this anhill. When I return after eating, I feel fat, but I can fly easily through the hole, without even touching the side. When it is, please ask the king and bring his answer.
Suddenly,
little father one, he passed a deer.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
I can't eat grass anywhere but under this tree. Ask the king and tell me why this should be.
Suddenly,
little father on, he passed a partridge.
Where are you going, uncle? To see the king.
When I sit at the foot of this ant hill and sing, my voice is beautiful, but anywhere else, it sounds terrible. Ask the king why, it lets me know.
Suddenly,
a little further on, they passed a tree river.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
I used to be highly honored, but now I don't receive any respect, and no one makes offerings to me. Ask the king what has happened.
Suddenly,
little father on the bus in Naga.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
The water in this pool was once as clear as crystal. Now it's mossy and covered with scum. Ask the king why this has happened.
Suddenly,
not far from the capital, they passed some cedars.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
In the bud, our bud had plenty of sweet fruit, but now the fruit is tasteless and dry. At the king wine.
Suddenly,
just outside the gate of Varanasi, they passed some Brahmin students.
Where are you going, uncle?
To see the king.
Previously, we easily understood our lessons, and our subject was perfectly clear. Now we can't memorize anything, and our lessons are like muddy water in a lake jar. Ask the king why.
Suddenly,
the four men led Gami Chandra into the court, and the king recognized him immediately.
This is my father's servant, Gamini Chandra, who used to dandle me on his knee. Where are you living now, Gamini? We haven't seen you for a long time. What brings you here?
Sire, when my lord, your father died, I retired to the country and began to support myself by farming. This morning, this man accused of stealing his oxen, and he has brought me here.
Well, Gamini, if you had not brought you here, you never would have come, so I am very pleased. Where is that man?
Here, Your Majesty.
You brought our friend Gamini?
Yes, sire.
Why?
He refuses to give back my pair of oxen.
Is this so, Gamini?
My lord, please listen to my side of the story.
Did you see the oxen enter the store?
No, my lord.
Tell me the truth.
Well, I'm not sure.
Speak honestly. I'm warning you.
Yes, Your Majesty, I saw them.
Thank you now, Gamini. You failed to return the oxen, therefore you still owe this man for them. On the other hand, this man just lied to me, therefore I order you to pluck off his eyes, then you must pay him 24 coins for the oxen.
Khadija stepped forward to hold the neighbor's hands for punishment.
If I lose my eyes, what do I care for the money? Good neighbor Gamini, please keep the 24 coins and take this as well.
My good man, why have you come to see me?
Your Majesty, this man sold my wife and Kosa to miscarry.
Is it true?
No, sire. I stopped at his house to ask for something to eat and his wife was going to fix me breakfast.
Did you strike her and cause her to misery?
No, sire. She slipped and fell off the ladder.
Do you expect me to heal the miscarriage she has caused?
No, sire. This is not my request.
Well, what do you want as satisfaction?
I ask for your reason, Your Majesty, and...
All right, Gamini. I order you to take the man's wife to your house. When a son is born to the two of you, give the baby to this man and send back the wife.
Don't take my wife. Take these instead.
Now, my good man, what brings you here?
This man broke my horse's leg.
Is this true, Gamini?
Gamini Chanda explained exactly what had happened.
Did you ask the Gamini to throw something at the horse to make him turn back?
No, sir, I did not.
Are you sure?
Well,
tell me the truth.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Gamini, this man just lied to me for that I order you to tear out his tongue. Then we will pay him 1,000 coins for his horse.
Oh no, please take this.
And what brings you here?
Sir, this man is murderer. He killed my father.
Is it true?
No, sire.
Gamini Chanda proceeded to explain exactly what had occurred.
What do you want, Mr. Bhaskar Nagar?
My lord, I must have my father.
Gamini, this man must have a father. Obviously, you cannot bring his father back from the dead. So you will have to take his mother to your house, live with her and be a father to him.
Oh Master, don't break up my dead father, so take this.
Gamini Chanda was relieved to have won all his lawsuits. Then he remembered those he had met along the way and their messages for the king.
Your Majesty, as we were coming here this morning, many beings asked me to give you messages. May I ask you their questions?
Of course, Gamini. Speak up.
Where shall I begin? Let me see. Near the city gate, there were some students.
Where those students live? There used to be a reliable rooster in the past. When they heard him crow, they got up and repeated their text until the sun came up, because they followed this routine. They did not forget what they learned. Now they have a cock that crows erratically, sometimes in the dead of night and sometimes in broad daylight. When he crows at night, they get up. But they are too sleepy to study. When he crows during the day, it is too late for them to study. Because of this, Whatever they learn, they soon forget.
Not far from the capital, there were some ascetics.
Formerly, those ascetics were practicing properly. They meditated regularly and performed all the duties of an ascetic. Recently, however, they have become very relaxed. They are not meditating diligently and they are neglecting their duties. They give the fruit growing in the park to their attendants. Rather than all going out together, some of them stay at the hermitage and they take turns digging for alms. Because of this sinful behavior, the trees no longer produce sweet fruit. If they resume their former practices as behaved properly, the fruit will become sweet again. Tell those ascetics that there is one smaller king in this land and that they should act accordingly.
There was a naga.
Those nagas have quarreled with each other, so the water has become murky. If they make peace and live with each other in harmony, the water will become clear again.
There was a tree deva.
That tree deva used to protect people passing through the woods, so she received many offerings. She has stopped protecting travelers, so of course they do not give her anything in return. If she starts guarding them as before, she will again receive generous gifts.
There was a partridge.
Under the anthill where the partridge cry is so pleasant, there is buried a crock of treasure. Dig it up and keep it for yourself.
There was a deer.
In the tree under which the deer grazes is a great honeycomb. He has developed a craving for the grass from which this honey has dripped, and he no longer cares for any other. Retrieve the honeycomb, send the best portion of it to me and enjoy the rest yourself.
There was a snake.
Under the snake's anthill, there is a great treasure and he leaves there guarding it. When he goes out, because of his greed for this hoarded wealth, his body sticks to the hole. After he has fed, his desire to return to his treasure causes him to go back in quickly and easily. Dig up the treasure and keep it for yourself.
There was a young woman.
Between her house and her parents' village, that young woman has a lover. Whenever she thinks of him, she cannot stay with her husband. She tells her husband that she is going to visit her parents and on the way stays a few days with her lover. After she has been with her parents for a few days, she begins longing again for her lover. She tells her parents what she is going to return to her husband and on the way stays a few more days with her lover. Ramini tells her that there is a king in the land and that she must stay with her husband. If she refuses, I will have her arrested.
There was a prostitute.
Formerly, that prostitute didn't offer her services to anyone until she had given the man she was with his money's worth. By satisfying one man at a time, she made a good living. Recently, she took on a new style. Without permission from the customers, she is serving. He starts taking care of someone else. Now no one wants her and she is not making any money. If she returns to her old ways, she will once again become prosperous.
There was a village headman.
The village headman used to make judgment fairly, so that men were pleased with him and gave him many presents. That is why he was handsome, rich and honored. Now he takes bribes and his decisions are no longer fair. People are unhappy. So he has become miserable and jaundiced. If he decides cases righteously again, he will regain all that he has lost. Tell him that there is a king in the land and that he must be fair and honest in all judgments.
King Arasamukha gave Kamini Chanda many presents, including the village where he had retired. On his return, Kamini Chanda painfully delivered all the answer from the king. He dug up all the treasure from beneath the toothache and took it home. He got the honeycomb down from the trees and sent the best portion to the king. He stayed in the village until the end of his life and passed away to pay according to his desires.
King Arasamukha continued to rule wisely, to give alms and to give righteously. After his death, he was reborn in heaven.
Having concluded his story, the Buddha brought the Dhamma and Manya trained the first part.
At that time, Ananda was Gamini Chanda, and I was King Arasamukha.